It's Friday, the 23rd of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Trustco Group Holdings has decided to exit its investment in commercial banking, which represents less than 1% of its complete investment. Trustco Bank Namibia Limited will return its banking license to the Bank of Namibia. The Deputy CEO of Trustco Group, Quinton van Rooyen Jr., says that all depositor funds are fully secured and held by the Bank of Namibia.
Trustco Group has made the decision to divest or exit from its commercial banking portfolio in Namibia. In short, Trustco Bank has decided to give back the banking license to Bank of Namibia and cease all banking and commercial banking activities in Namibia. This follows short on the heels of previous announcements that we've made that the group has increased its equity positions in the insurance companies and the non-deposit-taking financial services businesses in Namibia. So a strategic move from the group, and that's the end of Trustco Bank Namibia.
Yandre Dipenaar has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for murder related to a December 2014 accident that killed six people. In addition, Magistrate Geno Polton imposed 2 years of a fine of $8,000 for reckless driving and 3 years or a fine of $2,000 for driving without a valid license. Legal expert Advocate Vinnie Christians gives a breakdown of the sentence.
The charge, in fact, of murder involving a motor vehicle accident is actually a little bit unusual in our law. And in my case, save as a lawyer with more than 30 years service, to be convicted of murder, the prosecution did a very good job. It is quite a serious offense, and I believe also in this case there are a lot of aggravating factors. The public must also remember that in cases of culpable homicide or murder involving a motor vehicle, although six people lost their lives, there's only one act from the side of the accused, and therefore there's only one count of murder.
South African trade union COSATU says the reproduction of the global energy economy based on the interests of imperialism and few monopolies keep Africa and the global south industrially dependent and underdeveloped. COSATU's Zanele Sabela.
The struggle for the democratization of global energy ownership and control is important to workers and for the end of the raging wars of energy conquest waged by the multinational elites in search of profits.
A Chinese company has seized a jet belonging to the Nigerian government in Canada. Tese Makende has that report.
The seizure follows a judgment by a court in Quebec empowering the Chinese firm to do so. The aircraft is the latest among other Nigerian assets that have been seized by the firm due to its disputes with the Ogun State government in Nigeria. Authorities in the state had terminated a contract with the Chinese firm over control of the free trade zone in the state. They say they did so following a dispute between the firm and another Chinese firm over control of the zone. The Nigerian government says it is investigating the matter.
And divers have reportedly found the body of the final missing person from the luxury yacht that sank off the coast of Sicily. It's believed to be the 18-year-old daughter of British tech entrepreneur Mike Lynch, whose body was found in the wreckage earlier this week.
After 5 days of scouring the wreckage 50 meters below the surface, this marks the end of what was a highly complex search operation. Divers have only been able to stay down that deep for 10 to 12 minutes before having to resurface. Dislodged furniture also made it very difficult for them to access certain areas inside the yacht, such as the cabins. The focus will now shift to the investigation that's been launched by local prosecutors who've already interviewed the ship's captain and other survivors. Giles Gibson, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.